Thank you. Praise the Lord. If you're waiting for miracle explosion, I said praise the Lord. Heaven is ready for you. Explosion upon your life today. Miracle everywhere today. And the Lord confirm it in every one of our lives in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless your name. Thank you for all the ministers who have ministered to us from the beginning. And we know as we bring the climax, the culmination of what is happening today, your power will touch every life tonight in Jesus' name. Here present and there watching, listening online, I pray no one will miss the explosion of your power in their lives tonight in Jesus' name. We receive, we accept, we embrace. It is ours. It is done in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, because there will be a confirmation in every life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Another amen now. A miracle explosion. Amen. It has happened. You will see it in your life. God bless you. You can sit down. Tonight, we're coming to Numbers chapter 23. And I'm reading from verse 19. Tonight, we're talking about the miracle working power of the unchangeable God. God is unchangeable. What he did before, he's able to do today. Not only able, he's willing. And he comes for you. And he's going to do it in your life. He says, I am God. I change not. His signs, his wonders are without number. And you'll be counted today. Counted for miracle. I can hear your amen. Counted for salvation. Counted for healing. That incurable disease will vanish away tonight. Numbers chapter 23, we're reading from verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. As he said, and shall he not do it? As he spoke in, and shall he not make it good? Look at that verse. It says, God is not a man, of course. He's the creator of man. Is higher than man, is greater than man, is more powerful than man. And whatever he had promised in the past, every day, any day, everywhere, anywhere, is able to do it and is willing to do it. And tonight, you see the ability of God in your life in Jesus' name. God is not a man. What man cannot do, God will do. And what experts cannot do, God will do. And what you could not do for yourself, God will do. God is not a man that he should lie. What does that mean? What he said is the truth. He said, I will save. He has not lied. He said, I will heal. He has not lied. He said, whatever your condition, it will turn your condition around. He has not lied. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. He never changes his mind about doing us good. You know, sometimes somebody may, you know, in a moment of emotion, happiness, joy, he says, I'll do this for you. And then his emotion goes down. And then it changes because his emotion has changed. God is not like that. He does not change. He said, he will bless you. He said, come and I will show you mighty things that you have never seen. He has not changed what he said and told you before you came, that your expectation he will fulfill. Tonight is going to happen. I'm talking about you in particular. Something good is coming your way. Salvation is coming your way. Healing is coming your way. Everything you have desired, and you then come with all your mind and you say, God, I am coming. He said, I've been waiting for you. And this is the day of your breakthrough in Jesus' name. Look at this. As he said, and shall he not do it? You know, whenever we come to God like this, like you come to God tonight, all you should be waiting for is, what has he said? As he said, and shall he not do it? What has he said? What promise has he given? What power is he going to manifest? What provision is he going to give you? As he said, just find out what he has said. He said, whosoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast off. He says, come and I will show you great things. And he says, what he has said, he will perform. A performance in your life tonight. I'm looking for somebody there. A performance in your life tonight. The glory of God upon your life tonight in Jesus' name. As he spoke in, find out, what did he speak? He spoke through Jesus. He spoke through the prophet. As he spoke in, and shall he not make it good? Everything the Lord has said, everything the Lord has spoken, will be showered upon your life tonight. The miracle working power of the unchangeable God. There are three things we're looking at tonight. Number one, the precious salvation healing miracles from the beginning. From the very beginning, the Lord had been forgiving people. From the very beginning, he had been saving lives. From the very beginning, he has been healing the sick. And it says, the precious saving salvation healing miracles from the beginning. Number two, the promise of supernatural help and miracles as at the beginning. As at the beginning, because he changes not what he did at the beginning, he's still doing today as at the beginning. If you were there at that time, he would have saved you. And he's still doing it as at the beginning. You are here today, he will save you. The joy of salvation will come to you. New life will come to you. See how I'm talking to you, and you are hearing, and you are responding. I cannot hear you. God's goodness will come to your life tonight in Jesus' name. Number two, promise supernatural help and miracles as at the beginning. Number three, present spiritual heritage and miracles beyond the beginning. At the beginning, as at the beginning, and now, as we bring everything to a conclusion tonight, it will do something for you beyond the beginning. Let's look at number one. Number one, we're looking at precious salvation, healing, miracles from the beginning. That's what he has always been doing. He's always a kind God, a loving God, a passionate God, a God that helps people, a God that wants all his creatures to be saved. He's not willing that anybody should perish. And you in particular, he's not willing that you'll perish. You will not perish. I will not perish. From the beginning, he has given us precious salvation and healing. Look at Psalm 103, verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I want to remind you that David was king, and yet he needed salvation. He needed forgiveness. David was number one in his country, nation, and the nation was number one. The number one person in the number one nation at that time, he said, "My soul, bless the Lord." He recognized the Lord. And as you are here, number one in your family, number one in your class, number one anywhere you are conscious of yourself, who you are and what you stand for. Your soul wants to have the experience of the Almighty God, and you should be able to say, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me." All that is within me is saying, there's no part of my mind, of my thought, anything within me that is for Satan. Everything within me is for the Lord. You see, you come to the point where you realize only God can do you good. And David realized only God could do him good. And therefore he said, "Bless the Lord." In any situation you have, bless the Lord. Something better is coming your way. In any predicament you have, praise the Lord. A good thing is happening to you tonight. If you are blind, praise the Lord. That my eyes is going to open tonight. If you are lame, bless the Lord, oh my soul, because the lameness will vanish away today. And if you have incurable disease, don't cry. Don't say, "Look at my condition." David has shown us the example. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And then as you are blessing the Lord, tonight is that night when there will be an explosion of miracle in your life in Jesus' name. And look at it, look at this. It tells us in verse 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." He has many benefits, and it's not only one. If you are saved already, there are still more benefits. If you are healed already, there are still more benefits. If you are delivered already, there are more benefits. Whatever your situation, whatever you have got, whatever you are still hoping for, benefits in your life. Plural miracles in your life. Many miracles in your life. Amen. It says, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Now, it begins to itemize for us. It begins to tell us, item by item, blessing upon blessing, benefit after benefit, what he got. Why is he doing that? He's saying, "I got my own, go to the same source and get your own. I got my miracle, go to the same source and get your miracle. I got forgiveness, go to that same source and forgiveness will be yours in Jesus' name." Look at this. He said, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities?" Who forgiveth, tell me, all thine iniquity. Tell me out aloud. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Why was David blessing the Lord? For the forgiveness of all his iniquities. Because he knew our iniquities stand between us and the Almighty God. They stand like barrier. We want to enter into the kingdom, want to enter into paradise, want to enter to the very presence of God, and your iniquities, your transgressions, your sins have blocked the way between you and your God. And you cannot take that barrier away by yourself. You cannot break down that wall of partition of sin, of transgression, of iniquity away by yourself. But the Almighty God himself, in his love for you and his mercy for you, says, "Don't go yet. I know what is hindering. I know why you couldn't see my face. I know why you couldn't get into the kingdom. Is this barrier? Is this iniquity? Is this sin? It is this evil." And he himself, by Jesus Christ our Lord, the perfect sacrifice for all men, he takes all the iniquities away. And David says, "Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. I bless you. My sins were many, but you have forgiven me. My sins were deep, and you have forgiven me. My sins were extensive, even affected the lives of my family and the lives of other people." He couldn't even be mentioned mentioning by name one by one. But he said, you are forgiven all my iniquities. That's what he'll do for you tonight. That barrier of sin, he'll take it away. All those iniquities, he'll take everything away tonight in Jesus' name. I rejoice with you. Heaven is rejoicing with you that every barrier, barrier of sin, barrier of transgression, barrier of iniquity, every barrier between you and the Almighty God, tonight is your blessed night. It takes everything away in Jesus' name. And then in that same sentence, it says, who healeth, somebody help me, who healeth, somebody shout it out, who healeth all thy diseases. Everything together tonight, whatever names they are called, all your diseases are healed in Jesus' name. Now, when it says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, what did he mean by that? Look at verse 12. In verse 12, it says, as far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. The east over there, very far. And the west over there, very far as the east, which you cannot see or seeable, the rising, very far as the east is from the west over there, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. That's what he's going to do tonight. And when he takes your iniquities, and he takes your sin, and he takes every bad thing that the devil has been using to whip you, he cannot answer your prayer because of this, he cannot answer you because of that, the Lord will say, Satan, you will not see those iniquities anymore. You will not see those transgressions anymore. He will remove them so far away from you. And he himself said, he will not remember them anymore. And Satan will not see them anymore. And he gives you forgiveness and freedom. And the same thing, what he has done and what he will do for our transgression, for our iniquity, and for our sins that he removed so far, the same thing he will do for your sickness, for your diseases. He will take all those diseases. He will take them away from you as far as the east is from the west. And you will not hear of, and you will not feel any pain. You will not see the presence of those infirmities anymore in Jesus' name. Now, if that is going to happen, and I know it's going to happen, I know. Do you know? I know. I know it's going to happen. If that's going to happen, how does that happen? Look at Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Look at that. It said, heal me, O Lord. I'm here. I'm available. I'm ready now. I'm willing now. Heal me. We're talking to God, and that God cannot fail. It says, I am God. I change not. It says, I am God. Is there anything too hard for me to do? Your case is not hard for God. Your case is not difficult for God. Tonight is that night. You will experience it yourself. You will see it yourself. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. There are people that say, you know, Pastor, Evangelist, I don't know how to pray. How am I going to pray? That's the prayer right there. It's not a long prayer. It's not a jaw-breaking word that we need. Heal me, O Lord, that's the prayer. And then I express my confidence and my faith, and I shall be healed. Let somebody say that. I shall be healed. Let the blind say that. Let the lame say that. Let the deaf say that. Let the sick say that. Heal me, O Lord. Heal me, O Lord. And I shall be healed. And then look at the second part there. Save me, O Lord. The same thing. Save me and I shall be saved. Save me and I shall be saved. Salvation is only in the Lord. And forgiveness is only in the Lord. Regeneration, a new life, a new beginning is only in the Lord. And as we tell the Lord, save me and I shall be saved. You'll be saved tonight in Jesus' name. For thou art my praise. It's coming back to that same thing. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Thou art my praise. You'll praise the Lord tonight. I will praise the Lord tonight. For his salvation, you'll praise the Lord. For his healing, you'll praise the Lord. For his deliverance, you'll praise the Lord. For the mighty miracle is going to perform in your life tonight, you'll praise the Lord in Jesus' name. That's number one. We have number two. Number two is the promised supernatural help and miracles as at the beginning. As at the beginning. The Lord is going to show you favor tonight. It's going to turn your life around tonight. But then, look at the steps we're taking. Isaiah chapter 1, reading from verse 16. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16. Wash me, make me clean. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. What the Lord is saying here is, I want to remove that evil from you, but I'm not going to force you. I want you to present that to me, that this sin, this evil will wreck your life, will ruin your life, will destroy your life. I can wash you. I can cleanse you. I can make you clean. I can take the pain. I can take the punishment. I can take the pollution of that sin, of that evil away from you. Show me your willingness and then confess. Show me your willingness and say, Lord, here it is. There it is. It's dirty. It's evil. And I bring everything together and I'm not going to continue in them as you help me. You're not saying, if you help me, because he is going to help you. You're not saying, oh Lord, I forsake my sin, I will live a new life. If you will help me, there's no if. God will help you. God will forgive you. You'll say, when, as you help me, as you deliver me, as you wash me, as you purge me, as you save me, as you turn my life around, new life, I will live. You live that new life in Jesus' name. Your willingness shows there, wash you and make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Cease to do evil. Well, you have the mind. You don't want to do evil anymore. You don't want to say those words anymore. You don't want to be in that gang anymore. You want to don't want to be in that company anymore. And all the things you are doing that you say, God, save me from, you're sincere. And you're saying, oh Lord, I told you to save me, and then I abandon those evil things. Cease to do evil. In verse 17, it says, learn to do well. Learn to do well. You see, whatever language we don't understand, we have to learn. Whatever habit, good habit, we don't understand, we love it. That good habit, that better life, and that better approach to life, we love it. We learn. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widows. Verse 18 is beautiful. Look at verse 18. It says, come now. It says, after you've done all that will total, will sum up to repent. You repent of your sin. You turn away from your sin. You say, Lord, I'm sorry for the evil I've done. I'm not going to do that anymore. And I'm waiting for you. I want to hear your word of love and your word of mercy and your word of grace. It says, after you have made up your mind, you are turning away from all those iniquities. Come now. When does God want you to come? When does God want you to have the explosion of miracle tonight? When does God want you to have total freedom and forgiveness? When does God want to cleanse you and wash you and purge you so that you are a different man, a different woman, a different boy, a different girl? When does God want to do that miracle of salvation? Let me hear you. Let heaven hear you. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. You know who is talking to you? God himself is talking to you. And you remember, he's not a man that he should lie. He said, come. He's ready to receive you. Come. He's ready to forgive you. Come. He's ready to save you. Come. He's ready to make your life better. Your life from tonight will become better. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, he said, don't worry about the color of the skin, of the sin. Don't worry about the depth of the sin. Don't worry about the widespread nature of the sin. Don't worry about how deadly, how dirty, how evil, how devilish the sin is. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Did you hear that? Who is talking? I said, who is talking? Who is inviting you? Who wants to forgive you? Who wants to give you the salvation? Says the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. That's what God said, and it's not a man that he should lie, and it's not the son of man that he should repent or change his mind. What he has said, he will do. What he has spoken, he will perform. And he says, he will take all your sins away. I said, he will take all your sins away. But he said, you must come, because if you turn your back to God, if you retreat and you draw back, if you don't come when the chance is there to come, when he wants to put all your sins, all your transgressions, as far as the east is from the west, if you don't come, how will it happen? Thank God you are coming. Say, I am coming. Say, I am coming. With all my heart, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with the total personality that I control, I am coming to Christ tonight. Where are you? Where are you? Whosoever comes to him, he will in no wise reject. He will receive you tonight in Jesus' name. Look at verse 19. It says, if ye be willing and obedient, if you be willing to come, obedient to come, and then you brush aside all those dirty things of the past, and you say, today will be the day of a new birth in my life. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. You shall eat the good of the land. Every good thing you desire, from healing to deliverance, to provision, to a good life, to a prosperous life, you shall eat the good of the land in Jesus' name. Look at verse 26. In verse 26, it tells us here, it said, and I will restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. He's saying, as he had done in the past, at the beginning, he will restore us at the beginning. And afterward, thou shalt be called the city of righteousness and the faithful city. This is the day of fulfillment, the day of blessing, and yours will be the blessing tonight in Jesus' name. Look at Matthew chapter 8, and I'm reading from verse 7. Matthew chapter 8, verse 7. Jesus says unto him, I will come and heal him. Remember, it's not a man that he should lie. He has said, I will come and heal you. I will come and deliver you. I'll come and set you free. I'll come and break your yoke. I'll come and totally bring you out of every form of captivity tonight in Jesus' name. He cannot lie. He will not lie. He said he will, and he has the power to do it. He'll do it in your life tonight. I will come and heal him. Look at verse 8. Verse 8 says, and the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only. Speak the word only. Speak the word only, and what will happen? My servant shall be healed. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. What a wonderful thing tonight, as the Lord is going to speak the word right to you there, the word of healing, and your servant shall be healed. Say good amen. Or you say, preacher, I don't have a servant. Yes, you do. Your hand is your servant serving you, but that hand is withered. That hand is weak. That hand, your servant, will be healed tonight. I don't have a servant. Yes, you do. Your legs, your feet, they're your servants. They carry you everywhere. You can't go anywhere without telling those servants, your feet, move there, move there. But those feet, the legs are so weak, and they are paralyzed, and they are lame, and one leg is shorter than the other. And you say, my servants are not doing well. Your servants, your legs are going to be healed tonight in Jesus' name. Or you say, do I have servants? Your ears are your servants. They're serving you. If you're traveling here, you need to hear the sound of what is happening at the back so that your ears will tell you, get out of the way so you'll not be overrun by a vehicle. That's your servant. Your ears, if they have any problem tonight, speak the word only. And my servant, my ears will be healed in Jesus' name. Your lungs are your servant, because without they functioning and bringing in the air in and out, you'll not remain alive. And those lungs, there's something wrong with your servants, your respiratory system, and you're saying, speak the word only, and my servant, my lungs are going to be healed tonight in Jesus' name. It's the backbone that is your servant that is not able to bend, is not able to rise, and you're not able to move here and there. And if that servant is not functioning well, you're not going to stand straight, you're not going to walk well, but that backbone, your servant, is going to become straight today. All the pain is going to be removed, and then your brain, what can you do without your brain to remember this and then to recall that and to write all that down? Your brain is your servant. And if that brain is not working well tonight, praise the Lord, that servant, your brain, will come alive. Everything will be all right. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Look at verse 13. In verse 13, it says, and Jesus said unto the centurion is gone long ago, now it is you. I said, now it is you. And the Lord is saying to you, go thy way as thou hast believed. Do you believe tonight? As thou hast believed. I said, do you believe tonight? You believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. It's the Lord of your soul, the Lord of your heart, and is the Lord of your body. And as you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth, salvation will be yours. Healing will be yours. Deliverance will be yours. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Look at that. What I believe is what I confess. What I confess is what I possess. What I believe is what I will perform. And tonight, performance in your life. And his servant was healed in a same hour. His servant, your servant, your hand, your servant, your feet, your servant, your ears, your servant, your eyes, your servant, your lungs, your servant, your backbone, your servant, every part of your body serving you tonight, your servant will be healed in this same hour. This same hour. This is the hour of your salvation. This is the hour of your healing. And this is the hour of your deliverance. This same hour. When are you getting your miracle? When are you getting your deliverance? Look at Matthew chapter 8, verse 16. And it says in verse 16, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word. Any evil spirit tormenting your life, this same hour, they are cast out and you are delivered in Jesus' name. And he healed all, and he healed all, and he healed how many? Am I included? Are you included? Where are you? He healed all. It has come. He healed all that were sick. Why? Look at verse 17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself, that's the Lord, himself, that's Christ, himself, that's a healer, himself, that's a deliverer, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Tonight is your night. Yeah. Salvation is for you. Yeah. Forgiveness is for you. Yeah. Freedom is for you. Yeah. Healing is for you. Yeah. Deliverance is for you. Yeah. When? I said when? Now it will happen. We come to point number three now. Number three, present spiritual heritage and miracles beyond the beginning. We'll see what he has done at the beginning. We'll see what he has done as at the beginning, not beyond the beginning. Those of us who are living today, here at the Crusade Field, here, in this Alpha location of the Crusade, and in all the places where we're gathered and we're connected online, we're now the people beyond the beginning. What the God we're going to get. The same salvation we're going to get. The same healing we're going to receive. In Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1, was believed a report. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And then he says in verse 4, these are the people now that are going to have the manifestation, the performance of that salvation, of that healing, of that deliverance. Look at verse 4. Surely, somebody shall surely. That means beyond any shadow of doubt. There's no doubt for your salvation tonight. There's no doubt for your forgiveness tonight. In fact, heaven is ready right now. Surely, he has borne our griefs. He has borne our griefs. He has carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Look at verse 5. It says, but he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for iniquities. That is, he has taken our place. All the iniquities, all the transgression, he'll be wounded because of that. He has borne our punishment. Now, you cannot punish the same offense two times. All our punishment have been borne by Christ, so we cannot bear them again. All our pains have been taken away by Christ, we should not be bearing them again. All our sicknesses are taken away by Christ, we should not be bearing them anymore. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. You have peace today. Peace in your heart. Peace in your soul. Peace in your mind. My brother, my sister, there's going to be peace in your family. And then it says, with his stripes we are healed. With his stripes, we are healed. If we are healed, then I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. He is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. As he said, I shall he not do it? And as he spoken, shall he not bring it to pass? By his stripes, you are healed. It will happen. Look at verse 6. In verse 6, it says, all we like sheep have gone astray. You are not better than the other person. The other person is not better than you are. All we like sheep have gone astray. There is no one that comes and he says, oh Lord, give me this salvation because I'm better than other people. He answers the prayer of the worst of sinners. Whatever you have done, wherever you have been, wherever you have gone, here today is salvation and forgiveness, redemption available for you. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone, no exception. Salvation is for you. Forgiveness is for you. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord, look at that. It's not the preacher. The Lord is not an angel. The Lord is not a religious man. The Lord himself has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Tonight is going to take that iniquity off from your heart, off from your soul, and is laying it already on the Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Your guilt will go away. Condemnation will go away. The pressure and the pain of that sin will go away in Jesus' name. And the power of sin that binds, that holds down, that keeps down, that somebody is not able to do the right thing he ought to do, all that bondage of sin is broken tonight in Jesus' name. For the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and we're looking at verse 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, we're reading from verse 2. Before I read that verse, when is your salvation? When is your miracle? When is the mercy, the favor of God upon your life? When is the joy of heaven and the joy of salvation coming unto you? That's the right answer. And as you follow through with that right answer, it will happen in your life. I said it will happen in your life. Look at exactly what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. For he says, he has said, remember, it's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. As he said, and shall he not do it? As he spoken, shall he not bring it to pass? He will do it. For he says, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. I didn't hear your amen there. Behold, now is the day of your salvation. Now, shout it out now. Your salvation is now. Your forgiveness is now. Your freedom is now. Your victory is now in Jesus' name. And your healing, when? Your deliverance, when? The breaking of every yoke, when? The cancellation of every curse in your life, when? Now, heads bowed and eyes closed. The Lord wants to do that good thing in your life right now. He wants your cooperation. He has said, come now. And let us reason together, says the Lord. If those sins be as red as crimson, he'll wash you whiter than snow. He'll take your guilt away. He'll take your condemnation away. He'll take the judgment that was hanging on your head. He'll take that away. And today, there will be the reality of salvation. There will be the joy of salvation. There will be the experience of total freedom from transgression, from iniquity, and from all your sins, even tonight in Jesus' name. As heads are bowed and eyes are closed, and you come into one and one relationship and discussion and surrender unto God, is looking for you now, that the salvation will be yours tonight. It's looking for you now that the forgiveness will be yours and the freedom will be yours. As heads are bowed and eyes are closed, where are you now? Raise up that hand and say, Lord, I am here. Lord, I am here. Where are you? It's looking for you. It's looking for you. You know that now is the day of your salvation. You know that now is that moment of forgiveness. And you know that now is that moment of total freedom. And the God of heaven will take all the guilt, all the condemnation, and all the pollution, the presence of sin, away from your life. Raise up your hand where you are. Thank you very much, dear. Thank you very much. There, raise up that hand, raise up that hand. Don't let this moment, this time, pass you by. Say, Lord, I am here. If you are raising up your hand anywhere and online, you're indicating God can see you there online. Anywhere you are, you're telling the Lord, oh Lord, I am here now. Raise up that hand. As those who are here, you are raising up your hand, you can stand up. You can stand up. You're standing up for that forgiveness. He said, come now. You must indicate, Lord, I come. Where are you? Where are you? You raise up your hand and you know that this is the moment of that forgiveness. Stand up wherever you are. This is the moment of that freedom from sin. Stand up wherever you are. This is the moment, the very day of your salvation. It's the accepted time. Raise up your hand and stand up. As you stand up, he says, come and let us reason together. Say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. I'm sorry for my evil. I turn away. I repent. I will not continue in them. As you help me. I know you are going to help me as you help me. I know your grace is going to come into my life as you bring your grace into my life. Lord, I turn away from them and I come unto you. Tell the Lord, I want you to do, Lord, what you have promised me you will do. And you are not a man that will lie. You are not the son of man that will change your mind or repent. You have said it, you will do it. You have spoken, you'll bring it to pass. And take my sins away from me, away from my heart, away from my mind, away from my habit. Take it away from me as far as the east is from the west. telling him, and he'll do it now. Lord, save me and I shall be saved. Save me, Lord, and I shall be saved. Save me, Lord, and I shall be saved. That salvation comes to you right now. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Have you told the Lord? I said, have you told the Lord? He has answered. I said, he has answered. Let's pray together. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you because you are a great God. You are a mighty God. You are a loving God. You are a merciful God. And you are a saving God. You are the God that so loved us and sent your only begotten Son to die for us on the cross of Calvary. And you, the almighty God, in your love, in your mercy, in your grace, you have laid the iniquity of us all right on the Lord, on Christ. And we accept that salvation. I pray that you fulfill it in every life now, in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that the joy of salvation, the joy of forgiveness, and the joy of freedom will come to every repentant heart right now, in Jesus' name. We know there's no delay. This is the accepted time. And this is the day of our salvation. I pray that everyone that have intelligently received what you have told us tonight, and they have indicated themselves as candidates of salvation, perform it in every life. Turn every life around. Change every life. Let that new life come to everyone right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, because I know it is done. In Jesus' name, we pray. And the people of God said, and everyone everywhere said, amen. God bless you. Keep on standing. Our counselors are there. And they will, give you slips to fill. It's to rejoice with you, identify with you, that you have given your life to the Lord. And that your sins are taken away. That this day has gone on record as the day of your salvation. Keep on standing. Our counselors are there.
Praise the Lord. I welcome all of you to the family of God in Jesus' name. Please, as you have taken this important decision, fill up that slip that is given to you. Fill it properly in capital letters, your name, your address, your phone numbers, and then please, you return to the counselors around you. All our counselors, please, let's make sure that we are giving the slips to all the people that have taken this decision. It's a wonderful decision. Their names have been written in God's book of life. Let's quickly collate their names and also ensure that their forms, their sleeves are properly filled. And for those of us who have given our lives to Christ today, by the grace of God, there will be a lunch for you, lunch with Jesus. You are going to have lunch with Jesus tomorrow at 2 p.m. And you will see a small card that is given unto you in the package that the counselors have shared. And in that small card, you will see it there, although it is written breakfast. But because we want to give opportunity for those who will be coming from the town, so we have made it to be lunch with Jesus, and to be taking place 2 p.m. In this place. Counselors who are with you there, they will tell you where you are going to have the lunch with Jesus. Also, all those of us who are online, you can connect also with Christ. You see it there. On your screen, you will see it there, and you connect directly with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you also fill your details and everything that is required from there. And the Lord will also bless you. You take note of the phone number in that connect with Christ. You can call, freely call And as you call, you'll be given answers immediately. And also for our rally will be taking place here in the Alpha location in all our group headquarters, on the 2nd of January. And the time is 2 p.m. Let's take note of that. All those of us who have given our lives to Christ throughout this program will be gathering at our group, various group headquarters. And if you are invited here and you don't know the group headquarters, the people that invited you, they will let you know the group headquarters. As we are filling the forms, please, every one of us, don't just be looking. Remember, today is an explosion of miracles. Don't just be looking. Tell the Lord that tonight, miracles will take place in your own life. And also those of you on radio and TV who are listening to us, make sure you call also this number that we are going to give to you now. 091-5444-9263. The number again is 091-5444-9263. And for those of you outside Nigeria listening to us, the call is +234. And when you call, someone will be there definitely to hear you. You are all members now of the family of Christ, and you're welcome in Jesus' name. Please fill the form quickly. Those of us who are here, fill the form quickly. Our counselors, you please get to all the converts and make sure that every one of them fill the form. If you have given your life to Christ tonight and you have not been given any sleep or any package, there is a package that the counselors are giving to those who have given their life to Christ. If you have not received your own, please just put up your hands wherever you are, and the counselors will spot you, and they will give you your own package, and then you fill the form, and you return unto them. Let's take note of the lunch with Jesus tomorrow by 2 p.m. Counselors, let's hurry up. Hurry up with it so that we can now get into the explosion. Explosion is coming tonight. Already it has started. The explosion of salvation. And again, we are going to go into the explosion of miracles. Not one miracle, not two. Explosion of miracles in your life. You need to get ready. Tell the Lord about it. And if you want to receive that explosion, don't run away. Don't just go after the prayers of miracle explosion. You need to be patient. Obedience brings blessing. If you obey the Lord, you will experience that blessing, that explosion in your life. But if you want to run away and then say, oh, I'm going to a far place, I want to tell you something. God knows where you are going. And the Lord has prepared today for you. And please, all our buses, don't open any of the buses. All our transport officers, please, let's encourage our people. Don't open any of the vehicles. Let all of us wait patiently. Tonight is the night of explosion. Explosion in every one of our lives. You must get your own portion. I said you must get your own portion. Counselors, we are waiting for you. Let's hurry up. Let's hurry up, please. Are we through? By my left-hand side, are we through? Counselors, are we through? Counselors, are we through? In front of me, our counselors, are we through? All our supervisors, please just wave your hand. Wave your hand at me if you are through. Yes. Get ready. It's time for the great miracle explosion in your life. Get ready now as our Father in the Lord, the servant of the Lord, he comes even up here now to give us the miracle word. Let's stand up on our feet as we receive our Father in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Your explosion is coming. I will receive. Remember that centurion said, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. The Lord is healing you tonight. That brain problem, the Lord is taking it away. Those dim eyes, blind eyes, they will open. They'll see clearly in Jesus' name. You brought anyone deaf and dumb, a child, a mother, a father, anyone, just stay near, lay your hands gently on them, and as we pray, that explosion will happen. Any challenge, any sickness, any infirmity, any oppression, any affliction, this is the moment of your miracle. Lay one hand where you have the challenge and raise up the other hand. And when you hear the final amen, you check up on yourself, it would have happened. When you open your eyes, you open your eyes into miracle explosion. Tonight, not one, not two, not few, explosion. Explosion. Raise up that hand, is coming your way. Online, anywhere you are, a congregation, outside, gathering, by yourself, anywhere, miracle power is going to come upon you now. Father, we thank you. We have the assurance in our heart. You're not a man that you will lie. Neither the Son of Man to repent or to change. You have spoken, it will be done. You have said it, it will be performed. I come on behalf of everyone here, everyone online, everyone over the radio, over television, everywhere. And I pray in your love, in your faithfulness, touch everyone in Jesus' name. Lord, your power is still as fresh as it was in the days of old. Therefore, Lord, I pray you heal everyone now in Jesus' name. Take the burden away. Take the problem away. Take the sickness away. Take the infirmities away. Heal all diseases right now in Jesus' name. Any part of their body, from the top of their to the tip of their toe, in the bloodstream, blood system, in their lungs, in their kidneys, internally, externally, touch them and heal them miraculously now in Jesus' name. Performance everywhere. Demonstration everywhere. Healing everywhere. Deliverance everywhere. Break every yoke. Destroy the works of the devil. And Lord, as we open our eyes now, after the final amen, we open our eyes to healing. We open our eyes to deliverance. We open our eyes to the explosion of miracles everywhere in Jesus' name. On my left, it's done. On my right, it's done. In front, it is done. Far at the back, it is done. Everywhere, those who are connected, everywhere now, it is done. Miracle, healing, deliverance, confirm it everywhere, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Check up, your miracle is there. You cannot go back without your miracle. Don't go, stay there. Check up, check up, check up. It is done. You'll come with your testimony.
Praise.